Round 3 of NWFL Coastal Footy this weekend. Here's Kim Miles. Hello, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
Okay, before we get to this weekend's games, I might just get you to say a few words about Graeme Gipsy Lee, who passed away during the week.
Yes, well, the Tasmanian football community has been rocked this week, in particular on the northwest coast with the passing of the legendary Graeme Gipsy Lee on Wednesday. Graeme commenced his career with Wynyard before being recruited by St Kilda, where he played in 20 senior games before returning to Tasmania in 1963 to coach NTFA club Launceston. In 1966, Graeme captained the state at the National Carnival, and such was his form, he was chosen in the All-Australian team. In 1968, Graeme took on the role of coaching East Devonport, where he gave over 50 years' service in a variety of portfolios, including a term as president. During his playing career, Gipsy racked up a total of 324 senior games and represented Tasmania on 11 occasions. He was generous with his time and advice to others, no matter who they were or their respective background, and is fondly remembered, Darren, as the mate of the great Darryl Bulldog. Mm. Graeme was survived by his wife Elaine and children Stephen, Karen and Darren, and all in the Northwest football community extend their condolences and best wishes to his family, mate.
Well said. All right, let's get on to round 3. So games on Saturday afternoon, seniors at 2:20. So we'll start with Penguin against Devonport, and that one's in Dyle Park.
It is, and Penguin have made 4 changes, Darren, in readiness for their clash with Devonport, losing Toby Skeen, Willie Dow, Jonty Lanham and Declan Lee, all through injury, and replacing that quartet with defender Lockie Blakemore, forwards Dylan Bramich and Nathan Russell, and debutante Geordie Dowling. Devonport have opted for no changes to the team that were super impressive in their win over Burnie last week. The inclusion of big Dylan Bramich and goal sneak Nathan Russell give the Penguin front half a bit more potency, but Magpie defenders Kurt Byard, Ben Blacklow, Cohen Stevenson and Benny Hawkes were super tight against the Dockers last week, keeping scoring opportunities to the minimum. Two Blues ruckman, Rowan Bones, has been impressive to date and will need to continue in this vein to give midfielders Maverick Weller, Luke Russell and Matthew Elliott first use of the ball at the stoppages. With Joe Chaplin, Caleb Van Buren, Phil Croden and the Kelly twins, all big contributors in the Magpies forward half, I'm opting for Devonport to account for Burnie in a close finish.
Righto, up at Wynyard, Cats hosting the Dockers tomorrow.
Yeah, the unbeaten Wynyard will host the Burnie Dockers, who will be keen to atone for last week's shocker against Devonport. The Cats have made 4 changes to their lineup, losing star midfield Zane Murphy to injury, key forward Stuart Turner, who was unavailable, and demoting Sam Muller and Mason Hodges to the lower ranks. Into their lineup come Geordie England, who returns from suspension, and forward Jamison Foreman, along with Tyler Bakes and Jake Dixon, who were both state underage representatives. Burnie could not consider the injured Tom Hislop and have eased Taylor Nash back to the under-18s. Their places have been taken by key defender Nick Delante, who was a late withdrawal last week, and youngster Callan Nichols, who will make his senior debut. Cat ruckman Tom Charles played well last week and will be matched against his former circular head teammate in Tyrone Morrison, who was also in sound form. The loss of Zane Murphy may upset the Wynyard midfield rotations and allow the likes of the Dockers Dylan Smith, Nick Walters and Bailey Bogue to supply Harry Walters and Nick McKenna with enough scoring opportunities to get over the line. I can't readily recall, Darren, the last time Burnie lost 2 games in a row, and I think they'll regroup and get the job done.
All right, so that's at Wynyard. And the game at La Trobe tomorrow, Demons hosting Ulverston.
Yeah, the two winless teams in La Trobe and Ulverston clash at La Trobe in a match that's expected to go down to the wire. La Trobe regained Josh Newson, Kurt Hansen and Mitchell Perry, who replaced Tom Donald, Ethan Carter and Jacob Woodcock. While the Robins have elevated Sam Mansfield and Lewis Deegan for their first senior games of the season, Jesse Shepherd will miss due to injury. The efforts of both these young teams in blustery conditions last week belied their standing on the ladder, with both impressive at times against Penguin and Wynyard respectively. However, the Robins appear to have the edge in their forward half, with Troy Davies, Joel Hennessy, Brandon Howard and Big Luke Dyson more than capable overhead. I'm leaning to Ulverston to notch up their first win of the season in a match that could go either way, but the Saturday, Robins for me.
All right, and good weather tomorrow too. So seniors at 2:20, reserves and 18s as well. So games on at Dyle Park at Wynyard and at Latrobe. Let's go to the women's, and they're playing Saturday morning. So we'll start with Penguin against Devonport. That's at Penguin, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
It is, and the Lady Two Blues have had the perfect start in accounting for reigning premiers Wynyard in round one and grand finalist Latrobe last week. Devonport will be strengthened by two of their 2019 premiership stars in Naomi Sullivan and Lucy Hawkes, but Penguin with Lila Wijesinghe from Marta, Bianca Howard and Bethany Taylor all on song should enable the Two Blues to continue on their winning way. So Penguin on that one. Ulverston with former AFLW player Libby Haynes and Devils player Candice Belbin at the forefront should have too much firepower for Latrobe this week due to injuries to several of the Demons' experienced players. So I think you'll find that Ulverston will get up in that one.
All right, so the women on at 9 tomorrow at Penguin and Latrobe. All right, Collingwood Eagles tonight over in the West. I'm tipping the Eagles.
Darren, West Coast have lost exciting goal sneak Liam Ryan and fellow forward Jack Pratticelli for their clash with Collingwood, who in turn have demoted Mason Cox, Will Hoskin-Elliott, who's being managed, and the injured Taylor Adams. I'm tipping the Eagles to inflict the Magpies' fourth loss, with coach Nathan Buckley under further pressure to turn their season around. So Eagles and that one.
All right, mate. Love your work. Great words about Graeme Lee too. Thanks for that. Enjoy your footy. Beautiful weather tomorrow for it. And we'll catch you next week.
Thanks very much, Darren. Look forward to it, mate.
All right. Kim Miles talking NWFL.